Here in this place, new light is streaming, now as the darkness vanished away. See in this space our fears and our dreamings brought here to you in the light of this day. Gather us in, the lost and forsaken. Gather us in, the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken. We shall arise at the sound of our name. Good morning. And welcome. What a great and joyous Sunday today to celebrate the National Indigenous Day of Prayer and all of Marie, Patricia, Maude, O'Keefe, Desserts, baptism. What an wonderful opportunity to join such wonderful festivals together. And today is all about identity. In our reading today, we hear from Luke about the man called Legion. He is possessed by demons. He has not led a normal life. And he is pretty much not himself. No idea what his identity is. Perhaps you know what that's like a bit, because I think every single one of us at some point in our life, and probably more than once, wrestles with our demons. As individuals, we have things we must deal with to our peril if we do not. And sometimes they overtake us, and we need many others to help us see the way through. And in our wider community, in our country, our nation, the world, we also experience demons. Demons often by the name of power and greed. And those too seem overwhelming at times. And then in our church. Our church does not have a good history of dealing with its demons. And yet, we are still here. We are here together this morning. And we have an opportunity once again to renew the light that should shine through us. And it is here that we gather this morning, both individually, we bring ourselves, all of ourselves, and the world outside these walls where we all live. And those places are brought together here in this church. And that's what happened with the man with the demons. What's interesting is who recognized Jesus? Not the man, the demons. They recognized Jesus. They knew that Jesus was the only one who had the power to call them forth. And they begged Jesus, "Don't send us back to the abyss." Now, I don't know, but if there's a bunch of demons living in one person and they thought the abyss was worse than that, it must have been pretty awful. And they begged Jesus, "Put us into that herd of swine, and then we can find at least death. We can end this torment." And so Jesus, being pastoral and compassionate, does that. I don't think the swine maybe felt so good about it as they rush off and drown. And then the man is left. And the people were told what had happened, and they rushed to see what had happened. And they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and in his right mind. And they weren't excited or happy or thrilled for him. They were afraid. Because all of us, individually, our world, and our church, we get pretty used to our demons. We become kind of friendly with them. We know when they're coming out. Sometimes they come out in things that we should or shouldn't say or do, and sometimes they come out in the things that we do say and do and think, in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts. And they torment us, but they are the known factor. We know that about ourselves. We may not want to think about it or talk about it or ever admit to it, but we know those deep things in us. And so imagine if Jesus were to, with that water I sprinkled on you this morning, were to take away your demons, that thing that you've got to know so well in all your life, and it's gone. That is pretty terrifying, because you have to learn how to live differently. And so this whole community ran away because they were afraid. They didn't know what to do. The man, however, stayed. And that's where we are this morning, staying right here with all of. All of us are here in this place to not just live with all of the stuff we carry, but to know that there is new light and new life streaming in and out of God's love. I'm 53 years old, and in my lifetime, I never thought I would see this day. Let me give you a quick summary. First of all, there's a woman priest. That would be me. And a woman deacon. Happens today. We're both female. Presiding at this church in this place at this time. When I was born, that would not have happened in the Anglican Church of Canada. We have Olive, born to two women who are married. Praise God. That never would have happened in my day, let me tell you. No, you would not be in this place today. And we have our friends from the Aylmer Drum Group. Not only here, but leading us and healing us with their songs of word and of music. Just think about that for a moment. This morning, on the corner of Somerset and Elgin, we bring together our individual selves and all that means, our world and all that means, and our church, which has often been broken in those three things and many others. Our church, which has been possessed by demons, not to see the love of God in every single one of those things. Today we're celebrating them all at once. At 8, I didn't even finish my homily because I burst into tears. I just said, amen, and walked away. They probably wondered what was going on. But it's pretty emotional. It's a pretty wonderful celebration. And so when I said to Amy and Jose that today was an option, but oh yes, they may not want the 23rd because there's going to be a lot going on, they said, no, we would love to have all of baptism on the Indigenous Day of Prayer. So thank you. Thank you for bringing all of, thank you for being part of our community, and thank you for all of your family and friends that are here and far who celebrate with us today. And thank you to you for being patient with us, the church. Very, very patient. And for being here to celebrate with us and to make love with us in this place. And thank you to all of you for being constant witnesses in this place and in our world, because we all leave from here today and go out to our homes and our jobs and our lives. Well, may we all take a little bit of the new light and love and life that is streaming from this place today and live out our baptisms, our lives, in the fullness of God's grace. Amen.